BPod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
Ooh, today.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, isn't this a lovely summer morning?
Sure is.
67 degrees. Blue sky, sunshine, mighty fine out there. Okay, so as a matter of fact, everybody here in the studio is talking about swimming pools. You went to a community pool, right?
I went to my friend's house, and she lives in a neighborhood where they have a community pool. And this is the most brilliant thing ever. And in my next life, I'm coming back and buying her house. Because really? All she has to do is walk across her lawn. And there's this pool with a lifeguard, and it's awesome.
Wow. Now, is it owned by the housing community, like the neighborhood?
Just the neighborhood, yeah. It's just a little neighborhood in Canton, and they have a community pool. There's another one in Canton, too, that I'm like, what was I thinking? Buying a house on the main road.
Brian, tell them about your pool experience.
I can tell you about my pool experience at some point today.
Okay, you had a very good experience with the pool.
Yeah. Okay. We all have different experiences with pool.
Yeah. Bring that up to here.
Mine was better than yours.
Yes, it was. Thanks for mentioning that.
Okay, things we have coming up on the show today. Don't forget, we have the big karaoke competition coming up Thursday night, so we're going to have more tryouts for the karaoke competition
coming up today.
Stand by.
James Masoni, who was on The Voice, he's going to join us as a celebrity judge.
I think that's
really
cool. Oh, I bet
he's going to compete for $1,000.
No. Hey, by the way, Women's World Cup soccer, there's going to be a soccer watch party downtown City Hall Plaza today.
Really?
At noon. Yeah, they have a big screen up, and you can go watch the Women's World Cup soccer team today at noon.
That's
kind of cool. So did anybody besides the, I know, 5 million people will go to the Encore over the weekend?
I didn't go.
Buddy of mine went.
Yeah?
Friend Timmy G went.
And? What did he say?
Had a good time.
Good time?
Expensive tables.
Yeah, I'll bet.
What's the minimum blackjack?
Minimum blackjack was $50.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot. I did meet
a guy who won $10 playing penny slots, so they do have penny slots.
They do. Okay.
And I want to see that Popeye.
The statue there. Okay, let me see. Big Poppy continues to improve, out of intensive care, so that's good.
We got to talk about the Willendas.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the flying Willendas.
Because that was on last night over Times Square.
I protested.
I don't know if a Willenda with a safety wire is still a Willenda.
Yes, it's controversy because
because people saying, hey, it's no big deal. They had a safety rope.
Yep.
Okay, so we got that coming up today. And, You're Never Too Old. We got a special edition of You're Never Too Old this morning. All of this.
Trombone edition.
The trombone edition of You're Never Too Old. All of this is coming up this morning. Plus, win a grand in 60 seconds right here, WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
You may recall last week we were chatting about You're Never Too Old, and that's primarily brought up by the 103-year-old lady who won her age group competition in the 100-yard dash. She ran it like, 42 seconds, something like that. She only took up running when she was like 100 or 101, something like that. So we decided, okay, you're never too old. And so we started getting calls from people, including a lovely lady who is a musician, and she said that she always wanted to play the trombone. So she just recently decided to go ahead and take up the trombone.
So cool.
So now you are a musician, right?
Right. I'm a choral director and I'm a singer. I was a voice major in college, but I never could play in the band. So now I want to play in the band before I retire.
Okay.
You've had three lessons. You're a musical person. Do you feel confident in playing the trombone now?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
my goal is to play Sleigh Ride at the holiday concert.
Okay, but you did promise you would call us back with your trombone.
I promise, with my trombone, and I can play a tune that I'm hoping you'll be able to recognize.
We're dying to hear.
Okay. Tune trombone edition.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Celeste on the trombone. Take it away, Celeste.
All right. All right, I can't even
see this morning, but we'll see how this goes. All right.
recognizing it.
Yeah.
Celeste.
Oh,
that was outstanding.
Can you name
Celeste.
That tune, LBF?
Yes.
Okay.
Pomp and Circumstance, right?
Yay!
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do the trombone wah wah, like wah wah wah?
Can you do one of those?
Oh, I will try. That is part of my warm up.
Okay,
so
okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Here we go.
Okay.
So fantastic.
Nope.
Okay. You know what? You know, Celeste, after doing that, I think the only thing you really need to say is excuse me.
That was good. It sounded like my dad was visiting at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my okay. God.
Celeste, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Stick with it.
Yes. Call us back after 10 lessons.
157 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
157 WROR. Good morning, the Lorne and Wally morning radio program. And none of us went to the opening of the Encore Boston Harbor.
But everyone else did.
But everyone in the world. How many people actually showed up? Do they have a final count over the day yesterday?
They were expecting 50,000
yeah.
yesterday.
Yeah.
They
had
a big line crowd, yeah. looked like they were going to hit that number.
I think the first guy in line waited 17 hours.
Let's read about that. Yeah, 17 hours waiting in line.
I hope they have porta potties out there. That would be awful.
They don't even have a lock on the door.
Nope.
The place,
it's open 24 hours.
24/7. So
that's.
But the traffic wasn't bad at all.
I was really surprised.
We had a friend, Timmy G, went.
Yeah, my friend went by. He said he drove in. Parked. He said parking was free yesterday.
Oh.
They didn't tell anybody that because that would probably cause a rush.
Right.
I think everybody listened to the don't drive there thing.
Because I was amazed.
For the most part.
I was up, spent part of the weekend up in New Hampshire, so I'm going to come back Sunday morning. And, oh, man, this is really going to screw me up because I was going to come back, you know, and my plans would have been like between 10 and 10:30, I'd have been coming down for New Hampshire. So I left New Hampshire like 9:30, and I get down where you would expect the impact to hit about 10:30 or so.
Sure.
Boom. Right through. No problem. I was shocked.
Yeah, I guess it was good on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, and vacations are underway. Maybe that's a good thing, too, because school vacation started early. Maybe a little less traffic.
September, it's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I saw at times there was a one-hour wait to get in, and they were letting people in waves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, and at some points there were 4,000 people waiting outside to go in.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I did do some math on this. They say that there are about 8 million people that are going to visit this year.
Yeah, 8 million, really?
So that's about 23,000 and change every single day. That's the equivalent of a Boston Garden sellout plus an additional 5,000 people.
Every day.
Every single day of the year.
You really did some math.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, your phone comes with a calculator.
Okay. Okay, well, I think we should salute the Everett Police Department.
Okay.
They did good with traffic. Salute you because you listened. You took public transportation. You took the water shuttle and the shuttle buses. Here we go.
Come to the casino with me. Ride in the shuttle, MBTA, baby.
Uh-huh.
Play the slots and cash out. I'll see you over at the Costco checkout. Drive around, nowhere to park. Thinking of everything that I'll be betting on. Eat a steak a la carte. 2 hours for this train to depart, baby. Won't you go to Everett with me? won't you go to Everett with me?
Well, there you go. Won't you go to Everett with me?
Morning Show with Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more, all day and night. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, good morning. It's about 6 minutes before 7. It's Monday morning with Lauren and Wally. It was a rough weekend for the Sox. Wow.
My God, the Boston Red Sox, if you gambled on the Sox, you lost.
Yep, yep.
Rick Porcello gave up 5 runs. Red Sox lose 6-1 at Fenway. Their only run came in an error in the 9th inning. White Sox in town tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez going for his 9th win. Meanwhile, good news for Big Poppy. David Ortiz out of intensive care. He's still at Mass General, listed in good condition 2 weeks after that gunshot wound. Bruins picked a 6'3", 210-pound forward John Beecher in the first round of Friday's NHL draft. NBA awards are tonight. James Harden, Paul George, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the MVP finalist. NBA playoff MVP, Kawhi Leonard, he's opted out of his contract with the Raptors. Reports say he may re-sign in Toronto because they can pay him the most money, nearly $50 million. 5-0, nearly $50 million dollars a year.
You know they have to pay 53% income tax in Canadian money.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, that's awful. U.S. women's soccer team back in action against Spain today as the knockout round begins at the World Cup. And there's a viewing party open to the public and free. Begins at noontime at Boston City Hall Plaza. That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, sir.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Hey, we just got a call from Celeste, the trombone player. You may have heard earlier this morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. She wanted a late. This is really kind of late.
Really late.
Yeah. School's out shout out. Barrington High School in Barrington, Rhode Island. Last day. Okay, have
enjoy.
A summer.
It's a beautiful one.
Okay, so did anybody in here watch the Willendes last night?
I started to watch it, but then I was like, wait a minute. I feel like I know this is being really awful, but they were going to cross a tightrope over Times Square, 25 stories up.
Yeah.
They did like a backstory of the Willendes. The great grandfather died. Like,
Carl.
They've lost a number of family members.
Yeah.
On live television in 78. Like, because when the flying Willendes would do these stunts, it was no netting, nothing. Yes.
It was real death defying.
When they say death defying, it's not really death defying because they had ropes, right?
And safety lines.
Safety.
Yeah.
And I feel like for a spectacle like that, I know it's not the same.
No, and the network kind of demanded it in the city. New York City demanded it.
We figure OSHA
safety.
Got involved.
Yeah, OSHA. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So once OSHA gets involved in your high wire act,
that kind of waters it down.
But it's like jumping out of an airplane. Does it mean the safety chute is going to open? What if they fall and then it doesn't hold them?
That's
a good point. Should have tuned in.
Not necessarily.
I think it's scary.
I made a conscious decision. I wasn't going to watch it because this is how screwed up I am. I'm thinking, this is kind of like the same reason the Romans went to the Colosseum to watch Russell Crowe, fight lions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same thing because many of those people go to see somebody die, basically.
So
I thought, I'm not going to be a part of watching this. In hopes that somebody falls, something like that. And then, this is really how screwed up I am. Later I find out, they're tethered. And I'm thinking, they're tethered? I'm not going to watch that.
Right, exactly. It was weird.
I don't know that I was watching it hoping they would fall.
No.
I watched the whole thing. And I watched him in the 2012 when he walked across the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
And he put up a stink then because they made him wear the safety wires, Nick Willenda.
He did.
It's not the way they do it, but, if you're going to make me. But it just... As they're walking and they're calling it death-defying, and they're like, I don't feel the fear right now. I'm like, no kidding. You got to see.
You got a rope around your ankle.
Exactly.
But I guess you can feel the what if,
if there
wasn't that attachment. Oh, boy.
Well, Liana, she did it with her brother last night. She fell a couple years ago, broke every bone in her face.
Yeah, so it was a big comeback. Because Nick was in that. They were doing the accident that they fell. It was the Willenda signature 8-person pyramid walking across a tightrope, which that's kind of tough. And they were practicing it with no safety and no net.
Yeah.
So that's how she was injured. And Nick was on that walk, too. So he was...
They had a replay of that walk.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm watching that the replay of the walk, and I'm thinking, the people on the bottom of the pyramid... They're the safest ones
because they can grab the wire.
But the ones on top, they got no prayer, and they're depending on the people underneath them.
LBF, they should have listened to you. They should have been wearing helmets.
That's right. They should have been wearing helmets.
I just don't know what would possess anybody to want to do this.
Well, they're seventh generation. It's in their blood.
It would stop with me.
What's the scariest thing you've ever done?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the scariest thing you've ever done? Scariest thing you've ever done.
It's LBF, the sitting Walenda. Yeah.
Scariest thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
Get on a scale. Right? That's it. Especially at a Weight Watchers
meeting. Scariest thing
I think
ever
the scariest thing, have you ever gone to Water Country? They have this slide called Geronimo, and it's almost like it's straight down, and you actually come off the side of it because of the vertical nature of it.
Yeah.
That was the scariest thing I've ever done. What was worse is I was sitting down at the bottom waiting to get up. My wife's like, hurry up. There are people waiting. She goes, what's coming out of your nose? I go, that was my bathing suit. Oh, my God. That was very scary.
That's scary.
And I did it without a harness. Can I point that out?
Okay. Very good. Okay, we should make a TV special out of that, okay?
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie's 94-year-old mother, Emma, is sitting on the patio of the Bangor Retirement Home and Aluminum Walker Factory, sitting with her lifelong best friend and roommate, Irma, when we hear...
Say, dear, you know, we've been lifelong friends, done everything together all our lives, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way and get upset, but I can't for the life of me remember your name. What is it?
Following a lengthy pause, Irma finally responds to Emma's question, and we hear...
Well, how soon do you need to know?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Good morning. This is Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. We're talking about, the Walendas last night on TV and the scariest thing you have ever done. So what's the scariest thing you've ever done?
The scariest thing I've ever done, hang off the side of the CN Tower in Toronto.
Off the side?
Off the side.
You know, I've been up on that CN Tower observation deck. That's a long way.
It most certainly is. Good morning, Hank. It's Gail.
Gail!
Hey, what are you doing?
What were you doing hanging off the side?
Jim and I went to Toronto, and we went up and we hung off the side with cables. Very interesting.
You were attached to cables? I mean...
How did you get to do that?
You pay for it. You pay handsomely to do that, to be scared to death.
Do they dangle you down at all, or you just...
You hang off the side, so you hang off at the boat. I forget how many floors it is.
It's got to be like
116 stories above the ground.
I'm petrified of heights, so that was the thing I had to do to prove that I could do it. And you know me. I can't. I'm very competitive.
Yes,
so
you
Jim
are.
Jim was not going to do it without me.
Well, congratulations. You conquered your
fears.
You
lost, but you really won.
That's fantastic.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Hey, wow, thanks for calling.
Gail, you are the best.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with him, too.
Hey, bye.
All right, good morning.
It's just, I'm calling about the scariest thing I've ever done.
Okay, what's the scariest thing you ever did?
Okay, the scariest thing I ever done was a 67 Camaro. I laid on the hood and had my feet hooked on the grill at 100 miles an hour. That's about it.
Okay. And why, pray tell, did you do this?
Because I said I could, and no one believed me, so I did it anyway.
Okay, how old were you at the time?
I was about 18.
Okay, that explains it.
I was really stupid.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You got it. Bye.
Bye. Okay, good morning, ROR. What's the scariest thing you ever did?
So I'm a little reckless, so scary is kind of difficult. I mean, I've gone over 150 miles an hour in an automobile. I've jumped off an 85-foot cliff. But I'd have to go back to eighth grade asking Kim Armstrong out on a date.
Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
What did she say?
She said no.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Okay, we got Toy Story 3 review because both Brian Bell and I saw it this weekend. Toy Story 4 review. It's Monday. Little bodyguard Kevin Costner factoid of the day. Somebody died and I need to talk about it, but also somebody also tried to steal a house. It's one thing if your house gets robbed, but it's quite another when someone tries to rob your whole house. And that is exactly what happened to Halle Berry. No, he didn't want to go in the house and take some stuff out of the house. He wanted the house.
Really?
This what is what he did.
She doesn't live in a motorhome?
No, she does not.
Really?
That would have been easier.
It makes it a lot easier. Yeah.
This 59-year-old guy named Ronald Griffin, he tried to steal Halle Berry's house, but he tried to change the locks, but he was chased off by the gardener. In March, he came back and he brought a locksmith with him, and Halle's employees caught him trying to do it. And Griffin
Change the locks?
Yeah. Argued that he was the new owner of the house, and he had the deed to prove it. He'd already had one of the locks changed, and he told the cops that her people were trespassing on his property. The cops got there, looked at the deed, and discovered he'd faked it. And I guess
it was written in crayon.
Yeah, really, yeah.
And he's been charged. But anyway, he didn't realize it was Halle Berry's house. It's just, he just was
so
like,
the guy's just a random crazy.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's pretty bold. I mean, that's
that happens kinda, when you're randomly crazy. Yeah.
I know.
That's
it's nuts.
Pretty weird.
Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Judith Krantz died. Now, you know Judith Krantz.
Prolific
the author
writer.
Of Sex and Shopping Fiction. You remember your mom reading Scruples by Poolside, sipping her tab in 1978.
She was like on the ground floor of romance novels.
Well, yeah. You know what's a fun fact? She started writing novels at the age of 50. And she didn't publish her first novel until she was 50. And her 10 novels sold more than 85 million copies in more than 50 countries. And this is what she wrote about. You want to hear a passage of a Judith Krantz?
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's from Princess Daisy. Recklessly, she flung herself out of her clouds of chiffon plumage, only to appear in her resplendent flesh, lying totally naked on a pile of horse blankets, laughing softly as she watched Stash Valensky, momentarily bewildered and taken by surprise, struggle out of his dinner jacket. Soon, very soon, he was as naked as she. He savaged her abandoned flesh with an urgency, almost cannibalism, he hadn't known in years. I cannot wait to reread Judith Krantz this summer. I am so
she knew what people wanted.
I mean, she did.
That was way too long.
Really
the
did.
Thing is that it's kind of like her novels, you know, was all about rich people and affairs and things like that. It's much like the Real Housewives series on Bravo.
It was all sex and drugs.
No, not drugs necessarily, just sex and
alcohol.
Shopping.
Were there
sex
any shopping? Oh, okay.
Sex, shopping, champagne.
Those
wow.
books have pictures in them?
No pictures. No picture books. You'll have to use your imagination.
I'm out.
All right, so fun fact about the Bodyguard poster. You know, Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, the Bodyguard. Yeah. One of my favorite movies. Yep. That's a good soundtrack, by the way. It looks on the poster, it's Kevin Costner carrying Whitney Houston. Wasn't Whitney Houston. Was
Get out
double
of town. I remember the
Because book. She'd gone home. Whitney Houston was apparently a pain on that set. But she's not even on the poster. It's not even Whitney Houston.
Go
and
figure.
Fine. Yeah. So it was just, you know, trivia night, whatever. And Toy Story 4. Okay. So it made $118 million at the box office this weekend, which was disappointing, apparently. It was supposed to make like $150. I did my part.
Only Toy Story 4 could say, well, $118 million, we're really disappointed.
So I loved it. I mean, it's never a disappointment. I can't believe there have been four Toy Story movies, and each one is unique and good.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
My wife did.
Yeah,
wife
I didn't
did?
Cry. Yeah. I cried. You're talking to a person who got rid of the Jessie doll in my house. So I don't
know. Okay.
Yeah. My kids brought all their
toys.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they brought the toys with them.
Woody, Buzz.
Yeah.
Here's the thing
Bullseye.
About it. So Toy Story 1 is about a toy finding his boy, you know, and competing,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, for the. And then Toy Story 2 is about, you know, abandonment and, you know, being lost toy, things like that.
Right.
And then
yeah.
the third Toy Story is about growing out of your boy and then finding a new person to love. And then this one is sort of about you sort of outlive your usefulness. This is and it's really yeah, and it's kind of, it's like a second act. And what do you do when that's happening?
I
when
might
you
need to. Obsolete. I mean, might need to go watch that myself.
No, and I really think that the people who are going to love Toy Story 4 the most are the people who have grown children.
Okay.
Yeah, people
that.
Who are like empty, just empty nesters.
I didn't see the first three. Can I still go this see this one and enjoy
Heck,
it?
Heck, you really didn't see
What kind
you
of monster
see,
hasn't seen Toy Story see 1, 2, 3?
You should see all of them.
My kids weren't into it.
Oh, you got to watch it. You would love it. You really,
yeah,
really
so
would.
Good.
Just It would
okay.
be weird to go to a theater and watch it by yourself.
I don't want to go by myself, no.
It was interesting, too, because the originals were on TV in rotation kind of all
yes.
weekend.
Yeah.
And the animation from the first one to this one
Oh,
is it animation?
Is it better?
It's 24 years
really?
Later, and
yeah.
I'm telling you, the animation in Toy Story 4 is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just worth seeing for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Don Rickles is still getting work. 2 years after he died.
Wow.
He's in it.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. He'd already done the voice work for it.
No, he hadn't.
He hadn't?
No. They crafted together his role as Potato Head
and
out
put
of
it back?
Outtakes. They had hours and hours of Don
audio?
Rickles voiceover stuff.
And you
stuff.
Couldn't
so
tell.
They cataloged it all and made sentences out of things and like...
That's what we're going to do yeah. with you.
Yep. That's right. That's what we've been doing for the last 10 years.
Dave and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, I certainly hope you followed instructions. You're now properly attired in your party pants because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air right here, WROR. Well, let's find out who is going to try to win that $1,000 in cash from Century Bank today. He's in the marketing business. He does marketing for a startup company, sells physical therapy equipment. From Lowell, Massachusetts, Steve Rice is on the line. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, Steve?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, so you're doing a startup and you're in the marketing. What's the name? Let's help you with your marketing. What's the name of the company?
PT United.
PT United?
And yeah. You do physical therapy things, right?
Yep.
Okay. So LBF has crafted a little quiz of 10 questions. Pretty simple questions, I think, if you know the answer.
Nice.
That's the problem. Now, your job is to answer all of these correctly within 10 seconds. If you do that, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Pretty
60
simple.
60 seconds.
He's what did I say? 10?
10.
Well, that yeah. would really be
yeah,
tough.
Yeah, that'd be
okay.
tough. Boy.
60 seconds. Okay. Okay, so are you ready to play this morning?
I'm ready.
Okay. Good and loud on your answers so we get them all in. We got ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Name one member of this show. Hello?
Pat.
Who sings Free Falling?
Tom Petty.
Michael Strahan appears on what morning news show?
Good Morning America.
Oprah Winfrey is the spokesperson for this weight loss program.
Pat.
What sport has been banned by public schools in 6 United States?
Dodgeball.
Who was the tallest U.S. president?
Current? Donald Trump.
What year was Indiana Jones first introduced to the public?
1989.
True or false, the F word was said more than 265 times in the movie Pulp Fiction.
True.
Who wrote the 1978 bestseller Screwball?
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, but time has expired,
took
Steve.
Took a lot of time on the first one.
Yeah, that first one was a tough one.
Did.
Yeah.
So you're not a long time listener.
Quite humbling for us, really.
Indeed.
That was fantastic.
Wow.
I don't know the trivia.
Okay. Yeah.
But I knew that, you know, I was impressed to see that you knew that the F word was used 265
yes.
times in Pulp.
Yeah.
I think Samuel L. Jackson had 264 of those.
Yes,
so.
I think okay. he did. Okay, let's go through the answers. Name yes. one member of the show. Well, we've got Lauren, Wally, who's retired, so I don't know if that counts.
Hank,
yeah,
point.
Brian Bell, me, LBF. Next time.
Well, now I know.
You did a nice job, Sandy.
Oprah Winfrey is the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. Good job on the dodgeball one. Who was the tallest U.S. president? Abe Lincoln, not current.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What year was Indiana Jones first introduced to the public? 1981. But yeah, it was in the 80s.
Can you believe that was 1981? Wow.
And the last question we didn't really get to, but who wrote the 1978 bestseller Scruples? That was Judith Kranz.
Look, Steve, we do have a fine consolation prize. I think you'll enjoy this. A $100 Disney gift card. You're now qualified for that Disney grand prize, which is a four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation. And that's like three vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, more magic at a Disney vacation. We're going to ship that off to you. Thank you very much for playing the game. And have good luck in the business.
Yes.
Well, things go well for you.
Okay? Thank you for tuning in to the Lauren Wally Show.
Yeah, do you remember any of the names now?
Good morning.
Don't forget, man.
No, I don't.
Thank you very much, man. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you think you can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank? Well, you can't win it if you don't try. You can't try if you don't sign up. So sign up right now. Log on to WRR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
We want you to please join us on Thursday evening. We're going to be at the Kowloon. This is going to be our first ever big Kowloon karaoke night, 80s karaoke. And you're invited to come join us. We're going to have a wild card karaoke singer to be chosen that night. We're giving away $1,000 to the grand prize winner. And, hey, we got a special celebrity guest judge. Hank, would you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, please? James Masoni, who was on The Voice, Wakefield, Massachusetts, did very, very well, was part of Team CeeLo Green.
Oh, nice.
So we thought we'd go ahead and get a little taste of another one of the applicants here this morning for the karaoke night. Oh, and by the way, when you come to the party, and it is a party, it starts 6, goes like 8:30, we have the famous Kowloon Buffet. Which
so
that's,
good.
We need your tickets. We need your help on this because every penny that we raise goes directly to the Pan Mass Challenge, which is just a great cause. Okay? So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We want to bring in another of our auditioners here this morning. This gentleman is from Sharon, Massachusetts, and his name is James Golden. Good morning, James.
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, James Golden, and boy, that sounds like a rock legend already. James Golden.
Golden God.
Yeah, the Golden God.
Well, thank you. I think of myself that way already, too.
So, James, what do you prefer to sing for us this morning to audition for the big karaoke night?
Well, I said I would do Faith, so I guess I'll stick with that.
Well, you got to have faith.
Quick question, when you're not singing and belting out George Michael tunes, what do you do for a living?
I work for the Boston Globe in the delivery department. I'm here right now working dayside for them.
All right. Hey, okay, you ready to sing?
Your version of George Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, James Golden. Take it away, James.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. Oh, I know that everybody has got a body like you. Oh, but I got it in place before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. How's that?
That was great.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
I think
qualified.
You were great. You know, it's really, really hard to sing these things a cappella and to, like, you know, not completely go off note. And you did a really great job. And
I'm
going to
get my hair tips frosted.
And really. I know that, like, it's going to be even better when it's the karaoke because you've got the adrenaline, you've got the background music, and you got to bring friends.
You got the audience out there.
Absolutely. Bring as many friends as you can, man.
All my friends have been waiting for you guys to call me, and I'll have them all show up. There'll be a bunch of people with us.
We're going to see you Thursday night. $1,000 could be in your future, James.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, do we have time? Do we have time to do another one here?
Yeah.
Okay, we got one on the line here. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, another karaoke wannabe is Cohava Golden, who's on the... Wow, no kidding. Cohava, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you very much. How about you guys?
Great, thank you. Same name,
same
Golden.
Last name as James.
What a coincidence.
Not really, but yeah, it's my husband.
That's
get
your
out!
Wait a minute.
Unbelievable. Okay, so what do you sing?
I'm going to sing Into the Groove by Madonna.
Ooh, okay. I'm interested.
I hope I can live up to Jim's, shining moment there.
Okay. Okay, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cohava Golden.
Okay,
yep, hang on. Here. Okay, anytime.
All right. Get the groove, boy. You've got to prove your love. Yeah. Get up to the beat. Yeah, step to the beat. Boy, what will it be? Music can be such a revelation. Dancing around, you feel the sweet sensation. We might be lovers if the rhythm's right. I hope this feeling ends tonight. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Good job.
That's pretty good. You and James ever sing together?
Yes.
What's your duet?
Yeah, what do you do for a duet?
Well, not quite a duet. I'm just backing him up usually because he likes to sing alone usually. I usually dance.
Oh, you're a backup dancer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a backup dancer, singer. I do it for everybody.
Okay, well, come and do some Madonna for us on Thursday night at the Calhoun, okay?
What's your real job, Cohaba?
Sounds good. Thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure. Well,
Cohaba, what do you do for work? What's your real job? Are you a backup dancer?
Well, we go to Ray's New Garden in Needham for a lot of karaoke and dancing.
Oh, okay.
But I work as an administrative assistant for a business brokerage firm in Needham.
Oh, cool.
Well, thanks. Yeah. We'll see you Thursday night.
We will. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you very much. And everybody else, we hope to see you Thursday night. Remember, you can get your tickets online, WRR.com.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, good, good.
Hey, J-Lo started as a backup singer and dancer.
True. And hey, but she's going to do some Madonna. Madonna had the number one album in America.
Yeah, beat out Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, go
Adam
figure
X.
that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so how was the pool over the weekend? Did you have a good time at the... I know you went to a community pool.
Yes, in my next life, I'm buying a house with a community pool because it's an amazing thing. Because you just have a pool and you use it and you don't have to do anything. You just kind of pay a fee and it's there and it's awesome.
So everybody chips in on the community fee,
yeah,
right?
There's a lifeguard. That's, and
there's
like
something to be said
house.
For that, you know?
Something. Yeah, I think every community should have
You're hanging
one.
Around with wealthy people.
No, it's not. It's really, it's not that, it sounds really fancy. It's beautiful, but it's
okay, so
doable.
how many people in the neighborhood chip in on this? You have any idea?
I don't know. Let's see. It's a pretty big neighborhood. I'd say 20 houses.
Okay.
Maybe 25.
Wow. Was it crowded?
Nope.
A lot of kids splashing?
Nope.
Really?
Boy, it sounds nice.
I know it was.
That sounds bad. How was your community pool this week?
Well, you know, my community pool was not great.
What happened?
Well, last year I tried doing the little pool thing in the yard. Because my kids are 5 and 9. It's nice to splash around.
Yep.
I realize that I'm not a pool guy. I just didn't have the space to dedicate in my yard. By the end of the year, trying to mess with water and stuff, I'm like, forget it. We're never doing it again. But it was hot.
Yeah.
So I went and bought the $23 inflatable pool.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What's that, like 18 inches, 2 feet deep?
Yeah, it's a couple feet deep. It's like 7 feet around. My wife pointed this one out because it had a lounge seat and cup holders. So I'm thinking, this is great.
Cup holders.
You can cool off a little bit in the yard because all my friends that have pools lost my number. So I'm like, all right, it's going to be hot today. So I'd cut the grass. I'm like, all right, we'll set the pool up. So I go out to get the pump that's in my car. The pump didn't fit.
Oh, man.
So now my daughter's like in her bathing suit. Daddy, can you inflate the pool?
I'm trying to inflate the pool.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I need the pump from like one of those inflatable mattresses. We have inflatable mattresses. Yeah. Okay, I'll go get one of those. Well, our new mattress has the pump built in. I couldn't find our other pumps. I'm like,
what'd you do?
All right, Daddy's going to go out and buy a pump. So I went to the store and bought a $25 pump for the $23 pool. So then I get home, and now it's like almost noon. Pump the thing up. It's filling up. Fill it up with water. All right. Everybody finally gets in the pool. This water's awfully cold. Oh, God. Like, just get in the pool.
Oh my God.
My wife got in the pool. The kids got in the pool, sitting, lounging. I'm getting them drinks. I'm making them hot dogs. Then it was time to go to basketball. I never got to get in that pool.
Oh, no.
and then you had to empty it.
We went to basketball. The kids came back, went in the pool when we got home.
Oh, great.
And then they went to bed. And at 9 o'clock last night, I was in my backyard deflating and emptying the damn pool.
What a day at the community pool.
It was great. It was really great.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Cyndi Lauper. What was the album? Was that the True Colors album?
I think it was. I played it at my 8th grade party.
Over and over again. Okay,
I danced with John Lummelman. All right, I'm back.
Okay, by the way, reports coming out of Chicago are that the Stones opened their North American tour in Chicago over the weekend, and the Mick Jagger looked really good. I just thought you might want to know that.
Because he had heart surgery, right?
They're here a week from Sunday.
They are?
Yep.
That happened so fast.
Boom! That's July 7th.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. Life is going by awfully quick.
Okay, ladies, summer's over. It's all over now.
I know. It's almost Christmas.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Here's the.
By the way, Christmas is 6 months from. Christmas Eve is 6 months from today.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're the devil.
183 days left to shop.
Okay, Lorna White, quiz of the day. What's the difference between a peach and a nectarine? Anybody know?
Fuzz?
Fuzz. You're absolutely correct.
Really?
That's the only. They're exactly the same fruit, except nectarines have a recessive genes that keeps them from growing fuzz on the fruit. And you never want fuzz on your
fruit. I thought nectarines were from Brazil.
All right. That's it.
Wow.
We're
very clever.
Shutting this down.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, heck here.
You know, either way, they're both enjoyable.
That's very true.
Oh, my God.
Update on the queue, man. What's going on?
I mean, whoever said no to a nectarine or a peach?
I know.
Stop talking.
Trouble spot traffic.
All of you.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.